on digital radio, on the app, on your smart TV, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook.
The Sportscast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sportscast.
Welcome to the Sportscast, May 31st, 2024. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, X, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. Visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, follow us on X and Instagram on the sport at the Sportscast One. Check out our app, The Sportscast, in for iOS. We now know the finalists for the NBA Finals. The Dallas Mavericks versus the Boston Celtics. But we're going to recap what happened with the Mavs beating the Timberwolves in five games. Join us all the way from the Bay Area. Ray Sherrod, welcome back to The Sportscast.
What a series. I actually honestly thought it was going to be a complete sweep, but hey, you got to, they did get one out of the series. They got one out of the series, but man, what a game. What a game, man.
The stat line, the record, no team has ever gone back from a 3-0 deficit. That stat still stands today.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. You're drained. You're mentally, physically drained. Because it's like, you got to come back, you got to win. You just can't do it.
I mean, do you think about winning three in a row, or are you thinking about winning four in a row?
Exactly. You just, you have to win the games. You got to win at home. And then when you go back, you got to try and at least pick a win up there. That's what you got to do. But hey, you know, the Wolves had a good season. You know, they were like riding on top of the West for quite a while, and they didn't do it, man. I mean I had the Nuggets, you know, I had the Nuggets and the Celtics in the final, but hey, it is what it is. But man, Luka, man, that he deserves to get the Western MVP because he played lights out, him and Irving, man.
Who would have thought? Like, did you pick the Mavs? Did anyone pick the Mavs to go to the all the way to the end?
Nah, man. There was a play when I saw Luka fall on the ground, and he dished the ball over to Kyrie. And Kyrie bounced the ball off the board, and then somebody came and straight dunked the ball into the hoop. I said, "Oh my God, these guys are playing. They're good."
Momentum. Chemistry. Yeah, chemistry was there. I have to give him credit. But anyways, before we dissect game five, we got a word from our sponsor.
In the rhythm of life, every tick of the clock holds a story. But how do we make every moment count? Meet Start Time, the simplest way to log, track, and optimize your time right at your fingertips. Start Time is designed for simplicity. With just a tap, begin logging any activity, and when you're done, hit stop. It's that easy. Wherever you are, Start Time knows. Our location detection feature automatically tags your logs, giving context to every second spent. Keep your day in perspective with the log tab. Every task, every moment, neatly organized and easy to review. Log, track, and optimize your time with a tap. Ready to make every moment count? Start with Start Time. Available now for iOS.
Start Time available for the App Store. So game five, it was a toppling, a elimination game. Luka Doncic had 20 points first quarter on his way to a total of 36 points for his his high this postseason. Kyrie Irving had 36 points, who also had a 36 points. The duo was there. The duo was there for the Mavericks. I believe the first quarter, they were up by 28 points, I think.
Yeah.
After, like, the first half, I mean.
Yeah. Just insane, man. Insane.
I mean, have we seen anything like this before?
Well, I mean, let's give them credit. They did. We forget, easily forget. They swept the Pacers, folks. Swept the Pacers. They almost swept.
Wait, the Pacers?
Dallas.
They did?
I'm sorry. I'm tripping.
Los Angeles.
Yeah, I mean, they killed them. You saw what they did. They killed them. So they're good. They're a good team. They're a legit good team. So you got to give credit when credit's due. And they're good. They're good. They're scary. Luka is on fire. He's on fire, man. He's on fire.
You know, it's funny. I was watching Charles Barkley, and apparently NBA, the inside the NBA might go away after the season, which is kind of abrupt. But he was saying that all the other network shows were saying that the Timberwolves put adjustments for game four. But I think the reason why that the Mavericks lost is because they didn't have their main their big guy, Derek Lively, I think it's probably one of, like, the biggest reasons.
Right. Yeah. But that's all. Hey. Sorry, Charles Barkley. That's old news. They are the Western champs, and give them their. They're going to be representing the West, and you got to give them their flowers. You got to give them their due. They won, and they beat. Not they did a beat down. 124-103 is a beat down, folks.
In Minnesota.
In Minnesota. They beat the Wolves bad. And I'm loving this chemistry with Luka and Kyrie, man. They're doing their thing. They look good. They look good.
You know, one of my buddies was mentioning about Kyrie, and you know, a couple years ago, they were canceling him. A couple years ago. He was like the guy going downhill, did bad in Brooklyn, came from Cavaliers, was drafted there. One with LeBron, has one chip, has an NBA championship experience. Mm-hmm. Then went up to Boston, did not do well, was there for two seasons.
Right.
Asked for a trade because he did it with the Cavs. Mm-hmm. Went to Brooklyn, played with Harden. He played with Durant. That did not do well at all.
No,
he went to the Mavericks.
Cause you know what people think. Just because you take a name and put it with big names, you think you're gonna win. You're gonna get championship. It doesn't work that way, folks. You have to be a team player. You have to have chemistry. You got to believe. And hey, shout out to the coach, kid. Shout out to the coach. It is a chemistry, and you have to be able to work with your team. If it's a bunch of egos, and I'm sorry, but Harden ego. You know, look what he's still chasing for the ring and going all over the place. What's going on, SPG? Thanks for joining us. You got to have chemistry, and these guys are working together. They're listening to one another, and I don't know, dude.
There's mutual respect. Kyrie sings praises of Doncic in the press conference.
You know what? It's always this person's fault. Or this guy didn't show up, or this guy makes more money. With this, it's actual mutual respect. It's learning. Both of them can teach. You can learn from somebody. There's things Luka has skills. Kyrie is a veteran. He's been in there. These guys are. You just believe, and kid. You know, I mean, he's a good coach.
Yeah. Jason Kidd, who also played for the Mavericks. He also played for Brooklyn, I think, too. So
and kids from the Bay Area. Shout out to St. Joseph Alameda. He was right down from my high school.
Do you think this correlation, because Kidd was a point guard, Kyrie's a point guard, Luka's also a guard. Is that like chemistry going on there that's kind of rubbing off each other?
dude, people don't seem to understand what's good. Thank you, Rue, for joining us. People don't seem to understand, but the point guard is the quarterback of the basketball team. All right. That's your quarterback on the team. All right. He sets the pace. And when you have a veteran like Kyrie Irving, people forget, but Kyrie Irving, he's a champion.
He also used to have his own shoe with Nike, by the way.
Yes, he does, and he was also Uncle Dew. but
he was offloaded. So
he's not a scrub. Kyrie's not a scrub. The only thing is I think sometimes your ego and the fame gets to you, and you lose your way. And I honestly, let's be real, the reason why he was getting canceled is because certain stuff he was saying in the media that was kind of crazy.
He is out there, by the way. I have to admit.
And people were just like, dude, this guy's washed up. He's gone. Ha ha. He's checked out. He's got like, send him. He's going to go to Dallas. It's not going to work out with Luka. Well, look what's
happening. The trade, compared to what like Phoenix did.
Yeah.
The Mavericks winning that trade matchup.
Yes.
By far. Job. Like Phoenix, I'm not saying imploded, but it did not go this far for like the Mavericks did.
You do the trades, you get these players to get to the championship. So that trade was a success. They are the Western, and I'm a Warrior fan. This kills me for saying this.
And you know how tough the West is to win it?
I know. Everybody's always talking about the LA market, and everybody's always talking about this market. You forget, man, sometimes these little markets. It really doesn't matter if you have a, oh my God, we got PG-13 playing with this guy, or we got LeBron James playing with this guy. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's chemistry, winning, winning, winning. And when it comes to the playoffs, this is what matters. And they're doing it. The Mavs are doing it. They're playing excellent basketball. I'm worried. Because I think, man, this is going to kill me, man, if they win the championship. Oh, man.
Which we'll get to that a little bit later in the show.
I know. I'm not going to say that. Not going to say that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. A lot of storylines there. But before we get into that, let's kind of reflect back into Minnesota and their excellent run in this playoffs. They shocked Denver Nuggets. That was the toughest series. I think they were gassed out by the time they played against the Mavericks. But Anthony Edwards was the star of the show. People call him Michael Jordan. He's only 22 years old. So I will give a lot of credit to Minnesota. Their run. They beat Phoenix Suns, by the way. But it just wasn't there. It wasn't clicking. The chemistry wasn't there when they played Luka and Kyrie.
Right. Man, I can't believe Denver. I had my heart set on Denver.
That was a weird series.
That was a weird series. And the Wolves, good game. They won a lot of games in the regular season, but they didn't show up. I mean, let's be honest. They didn't show up. They got a hell of a player out of Anthony. He's a good player. Good players. But he played, but other people got to stand up and play too. So, and even though he scored, folks. I mean, he did score
28 points.
Yeah,
28 points. Carl Anthony Towns also 28 points.
Yeah,
but was it enough to beat the Mavericks?
No, it wasn't. And it's just crazy, crazy. And they just edged out the Mavericks. The last game, the one game that they did was 105 to 100. So, and
Edwards, which they scraped by that, I think, a little bit, didn't they?
They did. That should have, that honestly, it should be a sweep, but hey, a win's a win. But I'm sorry for the Minnesota fans, because my best friend Kevin, he was like, Minnesota, 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 Minnesota. And I was like,
I'm not seeing it.
I don't know, man. I don't know. And then he's like, dude, Dallas is going to end up in the championship. I think so. And they did. They ended up in the championship
for the third time. But this time, the Mavericks will not be playing against the Miami Heat, because the last two finals was against Miami Heat. They won one of the actually they won one of the two. Mm-hmm. I think they lost against the one against Shaq. I don't remember. But yeah, all kudos to the Timberwolves, as Ray said. One last thing. Is Ant-Man the future of the NBA? Is he the really like the next Michael Jordan, Ray?
He's a baller, man. Yes, he is. He's a baller. And don't think that the you know, this might not be his year. You know, Jordan didn't win his when he came, he didn't win. So this kid he's great, man. He's a baller. He's a baller. You just gotta get some people around them. You know, I'm sorry, Gobert.
Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert, come on, man. Where were you? KT, come on, man. Where were you? Come on, guys. Where were you guys? You didn't bring it to help out Edwards. Sorry.
Yeah, and they were not clicking throughout the series. I think they were gassed out after the Nuggets series, but we'll see what happens. A lot of great future for Minnesota. Hopefully this team doesn't die down. Hopefully they'll be contenders every year or the next couple of years. Obviously, we give trouble to the Warriors.
I'm worried because you know what's going on with my team, and then you got these young teams, man. They're coming up. Everybody used to talk about New York. New York this, New York. New York almost got through. So,
and now, like, you know, it's funny, like Brunson used to play for the Mavericks.
Yeah.
Years ago.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Anyways, a lot of chit chatter in the NBA. We'll see what happens. Obviously your guy, Klay Thompson, he's a free agent, isn't he?
Yeah. Yes, he is. And it's really sad, but because good Lord, what, almost over a decade, it was the Splash Brothers. I mean, you drive around all over Oakland. You drive all over San Francisco Bay Area. You know, it's Warriors love, man. It's the Splash Brothers. And
I don't see that happening.
Things come to an end. Look, things come to an end, folks. Yeah,
every good thing comes to an end. The Patriots, now the Warriors, possibly. What do you think about Draymond on TNT with Charles Barkley and Shaq?
Oh, God.
He doesn't talk too much, I've noticed.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it, man. Cause Draymond Green might just go crazy, think he in a game and try and knock Charles Barkley out or something.
That's the thing. Just stick with like the GMC commercials.
Yeah, I mean, him and Stephen A. Smith been going back and forth on social media, man. Draymond Green went on Shaquille O'Neal's podcast, and he was saying, you know what, man, I'm really disappointed in Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith never stuck up for me. So then Stephen A. Smith went on his podcast, said, brother, I always stuck up with you. I can't help it that you're a lunatic and you like to beat up people, you know. But yeah, it's crazy.
It is what it is. We'll see. Draymond does have a podcast, so you might go on TV in the future. But I know that he still has a contract with the Warriors, so I'm sure he'll be there for the next couple of years.
Yeah, I think he's gonna be with us probably the next couple of years. He's as much as he's crazy, he is extremely popular in the Bay Area. We love him because he brought us chips, banners, and championships and stuff. So we
that's don't never been seen that. Before.
No, no.
And anyways, well, now the NBA finals begin June 6th. Dallas Mavericks versus the Boston Celtics. This matchup is going to be interesting. Obviously, in the East, Boston was a clear favorite. They had an easy path. I mean, they killed the Pacers. They swept them. They beat the Cavs.
And that's what I made a mistake earlier. It was the Boston that cremated the Pacers.
Yeah, exactly. The Pacers, if they had Halliburton, we don't know if they would have been in closer series. I don't think so. It would have gone to like five games at most, but I think I think it was just going to be Celtics all the way. But, Ray, what are your thoughts over this matchup? I think this matchup is good.
This is
a storyline, Kyrie returning back to his old team.
What are your thoughts? This is good, man. This is good. Two good teams. This is what we want. This is what we want. I don't think this is going to be a boring series. You know, Boston's got some really good skilled players. You know, Luka is going to bring it. You know, Kyrie. You know, it's going to be a good series. I can't wait. Get your popcorn ready.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, everyone's saying, I've been saying Mavericks are going to win in six. Some people say it's going to be these Celtics in six. But how many games do you think this will go?
It's going to go all the way. It's going to be a slugfest. It's not going to be a sweep, guys. Ain't no way in the world Boston's going to lie down for the Mavericks. And I don't think the Mavericks are going to lie down for Boston. It's going to be a slugfest. It's going to be back and forth. It's going to be back and forth.
I think it's going to be back and forth. I think, for some reason, I think the Mavericks, there's momentum with the Mavericks. And Kyrie and Luka's chemistry. I don't know.
See, that's the thing. See, that's the thing, though. As you go through these teams and you go through these teams, it gets harder, folks. It's not that easy to go. That's what the playoffs are all about. And you already went through one series. You know, Celtics is rested up, my man. You forget
only
that.
By a day. Actually, one or two days.
Dude, a couple of days rest is pretty good.
That does make a difference, doesn't it?
Pretty good. That's why you want to hurry up, sweep, and get it over with so you can get in there. These guys, man, 100 to 105, and then they just blew them out the last game. But That's a lot of work. That didn't come, you know. That's still they had a lot of adrenaline, pacing and playing and stuff. So, how is the body? How is the mental? Are they ready?
That's the thing. Well,
age too.
They're all in their prime. There's no old player. There's no 35-year-old playing here. Exactly. Only Kyrie's 32, but he's still in his prime.
Yeah, it's gonna be, like I said, I think it's gonna be a slugfest. It's gonna be a slugfest.
We'll see how the ratings do. But I think this is gonna be a lot going on. Kyrie, Luka, Tatum, Derek White, and we'll see how this series match up. So we'll see what happens, who takes game one towards the end of the show. Before we go, want to commemorate to Bill Walton, who died on Memorial Day. He was only 72 years old. He played for the Portland Trailblazers, and then he actually played for the Celtics towards the end of his career, won a championship, two MVPs, one NBA final MVP, and I think another MVP somewhere else. But this guy was also known as a broadcaster, too. Was not around when he would play basketball, but I had known him more for a broadcaster, which I thought he was great. But Ray, you probably remember him more than I do.
He was a wonderful, loving broadcaster. Zen-like, you know, just peaceful. He was all about love and peace. He used to tell stories about how he grew up. He didn't grow up, you know, being racist or nothing. He hung out with everybody, loved everybody. Don't forget, he had a son that also played in the NBA and became a coach.
He played for the Warriors? No, he coached with the Warriors, right, his son?
Yeah.
He did?
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
Luke Walton, yep.
Luke Walton, man. We won a championship.
That's right. Went to the Lakers afterwards thinking he might do it there, but didn't happen.
Yeah. Nope, man. It was a bad time. But may he rest in heaven and you know, good man. My heart just like, because it's like he's part of my childhood, you know, growing up, watching, you know, he's one of the greats. And, but unfortunately, you know, I think he had cancer.
Yeah, cancer. I don't think they revealed the details on where, but.
I think they said cancer, but, yeah. sad, but you know what? He will be remembered because he was a good man. And whatever awards he gets, they should even put a award in his name, because he was like one of the great ambassadors to the game. So yeah.
Yeah, he one of his main things is that he was injured a lot in the NBA. I remember when he was after he left Portland, he wanted to play either for the Lakers or for the Celtics. And I think it was Jerry West that said, look, Buss, the owner of the Lakers.
Yeah.
Said, look, I need to see a medical report and see how you are physically, because he's so injured. And so he went to Boston, and he apparently, Larry Bird said that 86 team was the best team with Bill Walton. So he had the chance to win another chip. He won a chip with the Portland Trailblazers.
I watched that game. I was a kid. Sitting with my dad watching that game on our big, huge, ugly, back then we had those big, ugly TVs. But my dad,
antenna, you know, TV, was it? You had to like move
around. Get up and move the antenna. Yes, Dad. Just stand
put
there.
Some wallpaper.
Hey, I'm serious. That's what we used to do. But we still, you know, my dad, when those Lakers and the Celtic games, man, my dad was rooting for the Lakers and stuff.
West Coast guy.
Because we were out here on the West Coast. But yeah, man, just a legend. It's a legend. And it's weird that Boston's getting into the championship, man. And he is a huge, he's one of the greats that played on the Boston team.
There could be some motivation by the Celtics for this series. We'll see.
Hey, we'll do it for you, Bill.
Bill protested from playing in the NBA for a year because he said the Trailblazers mismanaged his injuries.
Yes.
And then I think he played for the Clippers afterwards. But quite interesting story of Bill Walton. Also, Luke Walton played. So he is an NBA legend. As Ray said, I think he should have some award named to it. I'm not sure which one's available, but
broadcasting. He was an amazing broadcaster.
He broadcasted during the Jordan years, I think towards the end.
Yeah.
Or the Lakers. Yeah, probably both, I think.
He's one of those radio personalities that stood out. You know,
he wasn't just
reading stats. He made it fun. He had some dirt and he was rubbing it all over. You want some of this dirt? He's like, man. He's just a funny guy.
There was one ESPN broadcast where he took off his shirt.
Yes.
It's like, boom. And he was in shape too.
The one thing that is when he was giving advice to his son, because his son was getting ready to play a championship and he was interviewing his son. And that was an amazing father and son moment, because he was a proud papa, man. His boy is playing and he's getting ready to play for a championship. And
Luke Walton played with Kobe, I think.
Yes.
In those Laker championship days. I'm not sure if the second time around. I don't think with the Shaquille O'Neal years. I think it was with Kobe and the Spaniards.
We love Luke when Luke was a coach out here with the Warriors team, man.
I mean, some say he was a mastermind. No, I'm kidding. No, sorry, Steve Kerr. But yeah, all cheers to Walton family. Classic. I'm sure they're going to do a lot of stuff during this next series. So I'm looking forward to it. Chicago Bears. Hard Knocks is actually doing a couple of different versions of Hard Knocks. One with Miami, but this one is a training camp with Chicago Bears coming out soon. Couple storylines I'm looking at. Well, like one main storyline is the whole thing with Jonathan Caleb Williams, but also letting go Justin Fields. Will you be looking forward to this? I know that Jeff likes to watch these things. I don't watch Hard Knocks, but
I will peep in if there's something that entice me to, you know, something looks intriguing and I'll look at it. But otherwise, I don't care about no Bears, man. Bears are nothing, but they ain't done nothing. They ain't done nothing. And I think getting rid of Justin Fields, I don't know, man.
You think it's going to bite him?
Yeah, I do. I do think it's going to bite him. I think it's going to bite him. So he wasn't. You have look. If you invest in somebody, especially if you pick them in the first round, you gotta be committed and you gotta really just put the players around them and stuff like that. Right. You gotta build up the team. If you just like, you know what? If you give in to the fan base, like, you know what? Just let him go. He might just do good over at the other team where he's at, because he's going to be learning. He's gonna be, you know, he's gonna be learning from.
You think we're like the one that says by week four here that he'll be starting Justin Fields?
Yeah, I don't, dude. What's his name? Is Brittle. Okay, Russell.
Yeah, he's, yeah, like, he's not there.
He's like Aaron Rodgers, man. He gonna take a, somebody gonna hit him. Gonna get a, something's gonna happen to him. He's just,
I remember that.
But yeah, but Russell, he, champion, veteran, and sometimes you need that veteran player to coach up somebody and learn. Sometimes you got to sit on the sideline, get, hold the clipboard and learn and watch the game and then get better and come out. So we'll see, but I think he's gonna be thrown out there and you'll see.
Yeah, we'll definitely see what Pittsburgh does. Each quarterback has 1 year contracts, by the way, so they got a lot to play for. Jalen Waddle got re-signed by the Dolphins, 3 year, 84.75 million extension. He is number four of the most highest paid wide receivers in the NFL. This is a good signing for Miami and Mr. Waddle himself.
76 million guaranteed.
84. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. 76 million guaranteed. According to Schefter. That's a lot of money these days. That's generational money.
Oh, man. I don't know, man.
He's cashing in.
If I was the owner, man, I'd probably be the cheapest. Because I can't – look, you ain't won nothing. You ain't showed me nothing. I don't care.
He was quiet a little bit last season.
I don't care if you can run down the field. I don't care how fast you are. I need banners. I need championships. I need to go deeper into the playoffs. Yeah. Not just show me what you do in a regular season and then come playoff time, you don't show up and win to get that kind of money.
I know.
76 million. Come on, man. There's Waddle is great. Him and Tyreek, man, what an awesome tandem. But 70, oh my God.
AJ Brown is the highest paid, number one. Number two is Amon-Ra St. Brown, then Tyreek, then Waddle. Than Devontae Adams. Those are the top five.
Yep.
So
good receivers, but Kansas City's holding the championship. Okay. And what receiving base did they have? You know, they had one Rice. They had Rice and Kel and
they're game managers, receivers.
Yeah. I mean, to get that type of money, good Lord, man.
Yeah. Quite something. Tua's contract still up in the air. So that news might be coming up in the next couple of weeks, by the way. I mean, unless they stalled out, but that's another big question mark.
Tua, you just don't know what Tua you're going to get. There's days that.
But he's running with receivers like those, Tyreek Hill and Waddle. I don't know, Ray. That does look easy for you to throw.
He's had 500-yard games. Why? Because all you got to do is throw a dunk to Tyreek. Boom. You know how fast Tyreek is. You know how fast Waddle is. They put in the work. They put in the work. Now, I'm not poo-pooing on Tua. You know, there's games I've seen him lob that ball up and done good. But Tua gets hurt, too.
He's not Mahomes either.
You know?
He's not Mahomes.
No,
anyways,
he's not Mahomes. He's not Mahomes.
He's not Mahomes. Well, there you have it. NFL NBA news predictions. Who takes game one? Ray, Mavericks at Celtics. Who you got?
Celtics.
Celtics win game one. I pick Celtics as a tough place to play at TD Garden. And Champions League final, Borussia Dortmund versus Real Madrid in London, England. Who do you have winning that one, Ray?
Come on, man. I love my Spanish football. And look, German, so it goes English Premier, Spanish Premier, and then the German Premier for me.
Bundesliga.
Real Madrid, man. And actually, I'm a Celtic Madrid fan, but
you're a Man City fan.
And I'm also, and when it comes to English, oh, and shout out to Man City. Hey,
they won the league. We won the league.
Four times in a row.
Four chips.
What do you think? Look, look, I'm wearing a blue. Blue moon. Why I'm wearing my blue. But I got Madrid. I got Real Madrid.
There have it. I got Real Madrid winning 3-1, so it should be a good finale. Not the best matchup, but it'll give you entertainment for
I got 2-1.
Saturday a bit. Ray, what is the best way to reach you online to ask you, hey, are you going to purchase HBO Max to watch the Bears Hard Knocks?
I already did. And you can rate 3473 on X.com and also on Threads. I am a streamer. Tomorrow night I stream on RayRay 3473 Twitch TV, and I am Ray the Gaming Cyborg on YouTube. And thank you. Always a pleasure to talk sports with my man Santiago. Please make sure you follow the Sportscast.
Thanks for it. And you can look us up at the Sportscast One on X and Instagram. Also, the sportscast.net, our website, the app. We'll be live tweeting throughout the weekend, live going on sports. And we're going to be jiving, chewing some hoops, and kicking some balls. Ray, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
No problem. Get your popcorn ready.
Let's go.